everyone. Welcome back. Today we're finishing up our interview with Angel from ALZNI. Boop, boop.
Episode 3.2.
Woo! I cannot believe
we're
on 3.2.
We made it.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this because we so love recording them.
We are enjoying them.
All right, and take it away, Angel.
Nap room, come in. It has massage chairs that fully recline out, and you can dim the lights, put on the sound, plug in your cell phone, close the door, and take a nap.
Okay, I have a question. With my parents living with me, how soon am I going to be eligible? Do I need to knock dad over the head? What's going on? What do I need to know?
Wow. I was just sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I hope my boss doesn't listen to this because then she's going to know where to find me if I'm ever missing.
That's right. Yes, as we do tours, we're like, how often are staff in this room exactly? I'm like, well, you never know when you just need a little nap. But so that's just one of the examples. We built this city around our caregivers
and
their needs.
Yeah, so. I love that you guys took their needs and put them first. Because, yes, it is very true that the person that is getting the caregiver, the caregivee, maybe, shall we say, always is the central focus. So the fact that you did build this around the relationship of caregiver and the person who's being taken care of, it's amazing. And that's, they're going to find us, Sean. They're going to find us.
But it's funny that you have said that today, because I was just at the store the other day, and, you know, they're starting to get stuff out for school already. And there was like some all-in-one sleeping bag with a pillow for nap time for school. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we need adult-sized ones of these.
We do. I just saw the one where they pull their chair out at the office and they all take a nap at lunch and then they sit it back up and go back to work. I'm like, ooh, why don't we have
siesta?
That?
We yeah, need a nice siesta in the afternoon.
Need one of those too, man.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So this is our new. It's been since 3 years now in development, and so our friends from the Netherlands actually came and trained us and taught us and helped design. And they've been working with us over the years to see how it's going, what we're doing. And they actually came back in May. And they took a tour and spent the day with us there. And we're actually the first facility in the United States to open.
Golf club, young lady. Golf club. Yes.
Thank you very
much. That's gorgeous.
But yes. So first one in the United States to open and actually be working in their philosophy of care.
So with that being said, is there other places calling you asking to mimic, or are there other ones being developed? Have you heard any rumors?
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. It could happen. We'll leave it at that. It could happen.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We knew her first.
We did.
That's right. I'm going to start autographed photographs.
Yes.
Autographed photographs.
Photographs. Right.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
We'll get one before you leave.
That's it.
Yes.
That's
because this lady is going to be famous. She's going to be famous and you had her have fest.
So let me tell you, one of the other features that this place has is a production studio. So part of our things that we do that go global around all over the place is a production studio to do our Care Partner Academy. So it's a online webinar. Caregivers can come on every Monday at 10 a.m. Just send us your email, we send you a link and you come on and it's live. So Patty Pichocki is our professional trainer and she does different topics. So the first Monday of every month, she does Alzheimer's 101. So I've listened to it at least 8 times. I learn something new every single time, but you can go on there and hear that. And then every Monday after that, she has some sort of topical caregiver program.
Okay.
These are 100% free. You can listen to them at 10, but if 10 is when dad's in his grumpy mode for the morning and you can't, it's recorded. So she can send it out to you as well. But these have hit folks across the globe listening to us.
I will We'll have those links, the phone number, the address, everything in the description for this podcast, and even how you can get a hold of Angel to ask your questions. So don't even worry about that. We got you. You don't have to. We'll put it all in the description. I'll make her leave me a brochure.
She says we, and by we, she means her.
That's a bonus for you, though.
Because she's the tech, and I don't know what I am.
Yeah.
You are here to be a beautiful voice.
You keep us moving in the right direction.
She really does.
Yeah, I refocus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I am a freight train.
When we start singing,
I'm like, come on.
At least for me, out of tune, she's like, come on, ladies, let's go. Come on, gals. Let's go.
She twirls her fingers up, guys. Move it along, move it along, move it along. Nothing to see here. Come on, come on. I love Sean. She's...
Oh, boy.
What are you? I swear I'm going to get you on camera rolling your eyes.
There's a lot of responsibility here, guys.
There's a lot of eye rolling going on in this building right now.
She's like, pretty much the room has turned a couple times and how much she's eye rolling at
now.
But she knew what she was signing up on. She knew. In fact, actually, I sat down at her desk and said, how much do you love me? And she's like, why? And I was like, I want to do a podcast. And she was like, okay, have fun. I'm like, oh, no.
No. I want the collective I want to do.
I'm like, everybody in this room needs to do a podcast. And she just kind of...
I looked around and it was just us.
Just you and me here, sister.
It's a good thing I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I am so excited about Milton Village.
Me too. I'm so very excited.
So do you have like already a waiting list? Do you already kind of, everybody wants to sample the grounds?
Yes. We have so many folks who, so the cool thing about it too is that it allows for those resources in the community to come in and volunteer or present their services or talk to caregivers, meet with people, you know, help with one of the painting classes or, you know, whatever your talent is. As I look around and see these beautiful paintings.
I know art. Sean might not be a singer, but she's one heck of an artist. Sean was the star of our
Brushes and Brownies,
which she did live painting, teaching how to paint.
On Facebook.
And I think they're still there.
No, they're down.
Oh. Well, she is a wonderful painter. So I am actually volunteering her services.
I see that you're doing that. I'm making notes.
That's okay. I will. Yeah.
Because she's...
I will gladly do it.
I know her. I have no other talents than being entertaining. That's all I've got.
But it's a good one. It's a good one.
She's comedic.
You've got to be good at what you're good at. Yeah. So you just go.
Yeah.
You just go.
I would gladly do that.
Yeah. So that's another thing that we're, you know, bringing people in, getting the community involved. And a lot of that is to help kind of decrease the stigma of dementia.
Oh,
so,
good job. Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, so-and-so has dementia. And immediately you're thinking, oh, that's terrible. And the vision that comes to mind is like, you know, an elderly person maybe in a facility in a wheelchair, kind of sleeping or drooling or, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible. But these are folks who come to our organization. They are vibrant people. They're funny. They're full of life. They have so much to give. So many things they can tell you.
Right.
So many things they probably shouldn't tell you. Right. But, you know. Well,
my assistant living has a memory care, so I get to see them every day.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite times is going back there. I bring Jack back there because Jack likes to, you know, be with them. And it's fun. They're funny. They're nice.
Yeah.
They will have a conversation with you.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just go on a journey with them and that journey is okay. It's okay to go on a journey. We don't always have to correct them or make them think that they're wrong or anything. If they think it's 1946, then the war just ended, people. Woohoo!
Yes. We're having a party this afternoon with cake.
That's right.
And we're going to celebrate. Yeah. It's all about, you know, letting them live their best life and enjoy it. Enjoy it. So that's what we strive for. And we're trying to work very diligently in the community to get the community to be more accepting of dementia as it's an illness. It's not this terrible, horrible thing. Yeah. People can still live very well with dementia.
Yeah, they can have healthy, wonderful, vibrant lives.
Yes.
And we really, truly believe that.
Yes.
And I love the dance parties that we have. That's my favorite.
Some of those are fun. Some of those are fun.
So how would somebody get into your programming? Is there a process? Is there a vetting? Like what happens in that process to get into this awesome Milton Village?
So anybody can come to Milton Village. It's a caregiver and I say client, I guess. But you can come anytime. Once our caregivers programming starts opening up there, mm-hmm. which hopefully will be any time now, you know, we'll blast that out to the universe when that happens because we're very excited. But it's just walk in and come in and experience this.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. Yep. 7:30 to 5.
Okay.
So it's a day program. Nobody lives there. So caregivers who are coming with their loved ones, sometimes we hear a lot, well, I don't want to go there because I don't want to live there. Don't leave me. And it's not somewhere where anybody stays. You know, we've taken people around sometimes. There's no beds here. You're not staying.
Except in the nap room. It's okay. Well, the nap room has massages.
Those are chairs.
Yes, those are chairs.
Again,
they're so
when can I be
nice.
Considered a caregiver?
Yeah. Well, that's where the tour usually ends because nobody wants to leave. But they just come walk in. You can give us a call. You can talk with us. I mean, some people's needs are right now. We're not waiting for that caregiver program to open. You know, that helpline that I told you about, call us, tell us what's going on so we can help you with that. Get you connected where you need to go, get the right resources going for you.
So what about the actual day program?
So the day program, that has a fee for service. So if you're going to enroll in the actual day program, you can actually contact Milton Adult Day Services and they can walk you through that whole enrollment process.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful, wonderful social place to be during the day. Gives people lots of activity, lots of motion, lots of social interaction. It's really great.
And again, as it says in the name, there's no overnights. It's a day
Correct.
Program.
Right.
Correct. Right. It's a day program. There's lots of different funding sources for that. So you can do private pay. There's Medicaid waiver. There's choice programs, older adults, veterans. They take all kinds of things. But definitely check out Milton Adult Day Services for that. Right. And then, but then everything that we do for caregivers, and I like to make sure I say that, is 100% free.
Free?
Free, 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 free.
Free, 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 free.
That's probably
free.
Copywriting
free.
Too.
Did you say free?
It's free.
Free.
We do
things.
Did you hear that?
Oh, now you broke the egg.
I sang.
You froze. Gorgeous. You just you.
Once.
I'm not editing that out if you pay me.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome.
So how are you able to make it free?
Oh my God, I love
terrible.
It so much. I love
that.
It. I love it.
I'm going to see how many times I can get her to say free right now.
I think you should.
I say, yeah. So in order for it to be
free,
sweet, we do a lot of grant work. We have a lot of very generous community members who donate and give gifts, have left us endowments in their wills, things like that to help support it. But we have a lot of community sponsors. So lovely places like Tanglewood Trace and Brentwood will do fundraisers and they support us and different organizations. We do walks.
Yeah, we just were going to say,
yeah.
Let's talk about the walk.
We
so
just missed that.
We do walk. Yep. The walk for here was June 11th. It was a great, beautiful day.
It
oh my goodness.
So lovely.
But you have not missed out. So we do two. So our second one is October 8th. And that's going to be in Valparaiso. So we'll have a walk at the YMCA in Valparaiso on October 8th. That's coming up. But if you're here in town on September 30th, we are having trivia night.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And so if you're a trivia buff, everyone is invited to come. Here's the fun part. So this year is our 40th anniversary. We have been serving this community since 1982. So the theme of trivia night is 1982. Yes.
1982 is 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
I'm not that old.
You're not. You're a baby.
Yeah. Well, the goal was to have, so we always do a costume contest. So I'm like, so you have to pick something from 1982. Like, what were you doing in 1982? So here's the fun thing. I'm like, okay, well, I saw E.T. in 1982, right? So I'm thinking, this is cool. But let me tell you, the people I work with, this is how old I am. The one said, well, I can bring my second grade picture and I can dress up like I was in second grade. And I'm like, great. Know, and the other one said,
what was I doing in 1982?
We were in second grade.
Okay, well, the other one.
I'm sorry, Angel, we love you.
The other one said, I wasn't born for like 6 more years. And I was like,
my wife.
Okay.
That would be Alicia. Absolutely.
Great. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, Angel, I digress. 1982.
You're beautiful.
Thanks.
You're a beautiful
woman. Well, and lady. I do Thanks. Enjoy doing trivia.
Oh my gosh. I do too. I'm just terrible with
it. Well, I surround myself with smart friends.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That's not me. Let's preface that.
This is true.
That's not me.
I don't know if I recall seeing Jennifer at the winning tables.
Jennifer and I surround ourselves with smart friends. Let me say that.
I can pretty much hit you on almost all history, but anything beyond that, like pop culture, I don't even watch TV.
Yeah.
So I got nothing.
You do pretty good with music.
Yeah. I mean, give me a Broadway show. Broadway show. They're looking. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Okay. And on that note, no. But that's how we wrapping it back together. That's how we support our programs through our fundraisers and our generous community members.
So tell us a little bit about the Trivia Nights and how do they sign up and what can they do?
Come and play trivia with us. It is such a hoot. It's a party night. Partay is, let me just say. So it is at MR Falcons in South Bend. It is September 30th and the doors open at 6 and trivia starts at 7. Yes, that's right. That's right. Sorry.
So say that again.
So doors open at 6. Trivia will start at 7. It is $20 to register.
Can you sign up at the door?
You can sign up at the door. Okay. You can reserve a table of 10 though. For $120. So then it's only $12 a person.
Otherwise, how much is it at the door?
So it's $20 at the door.
You did say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we got to get
10. We got to find 8.
We got to find 8. We have 8. Wait, do we?
We have 8 smart friends.
Do we have 8 smart friends?
They need 8 smart friends.
4.
We got
4.
Well, Rick, I'm not bringing Dad. Am I bringing
this
Dad?
This could be a struggle.
Well.
This could be a struggle.
Our dog's allowed. Jax looked
like,
up and he's
I'm
like,
not
I
going.
Can help. I can help.
I'm not going. But you can also bring, so my favorite part, because I walk around, because I'm not allowed to be on the teams, because I'm too
questions.
Smart. No, I'm kidding. I'm
you
kidding.
Want to be on my team?
I totally kid. No, I'm just not allowed to be on the teams because it's my thing, so I can't do it. But everybody gets to bring all their own food.
Okay.
So people bring smorgasbords to this.
So you snap.
And so I
can
just graze
table.
As I go around.
Do you need
decide.
An assistant for that night?
Right? See? And volunteers. Absolutely. Can use those.
Now I need 9 smart friends.
Right. Well, that wasn't one of your smart friends, though.
Oh,
so,
right.
See, you're okay.
I
only needed 8.
Yeah. I was the anchor that was going to bring that table down.
Yeah.
Guys.
So she's just going to bring the food. She'll just go gather food and bring it back.
Okay.
But yeah, so K&A Trivia does our trivia. They're fantastic. It's a great night. It is a cash bar. And there's a lot of that going on.
Okay.
Well.
So if
so
you
fun.
Want to partake in the partay.
That's right.
Then it's September 30th.
Yes.
At MF Falcons?
MR Falcons.
MR Falcons.
Yep.
It is $20 at the door, but you really want to pre-register for a table of 10 for $120.
Yeah, that's just very
it's
economical.
Just, yeah, economical.
Is there prizes for the best costume?
There's always prizes. We are the prize people. We do prizes for best costume. We play heads and tails a couple times throughout the night.
What does that
which,
mean?
Oh, that's
oh,
so
I
fun.
Think
you remember
I do
that?
Know what that is.
Hands on your heads or hands on your
tails. Yeah, yeah.
Flip the coin.
Flip the coin.
So
yeah.
fun. Do a 50-50 while we're there.
Okay.
Take home some cash with
All
you.
Right. I am
it's
breaking
a great time.
Out my teased yeah. hair. And
there's a wine draw. You can pay $10, get a coupon, you win wine. It's
I
fantastic.
Like wine.
Gift card draw, same thing.
We
I mean,
like wine.
There are prizes.
We might
galore.
Be drinking wine right now.
Right? They might be.
We're not.
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to
well,
say. We don't know. We don't know what's in that thermos right there. We don't know.
Obviously, we care about our jobs.
But yeah, it's a big party and it's for a really great cause. So I hope that people do come out and
we sign up by going to
you can go on the ALZNI.org.
Oh, .org. ALZNI.org.
ALZNI.org.
Beep, beep. That wasn't how it went earlier. I think we changed it.
ALZNI. Boop, boop. No, I don't have to go back. I'm going to erase that.
See, now you're going to go back.
Gotta go back.
I think it's cute either way. So it's memorable.
We didn't do the .org. That's kind of an org. That's kind of a difficult word to say.
Can you
too.
Please take that out?
She's definitely leaving that in.
Org!
I'm going to go back and tell my boss. We are now ALZNI.org. I don't think she's going to go for it. We might have to take that out.
No. ALZNI. Boop, boop.
There it is. See? She's right back at it.
Jack is even looking at me like, mother, calm down.
Even the dog's eyes are rolling right now.
She's embarrassing, I know. It's okay.
Jack's like, she rescued me. She did.
He's so privileged. So privileged. But, yeah, so if there's anything else you would like to know.
Is there anything else that we have not touched on?
So many things we could talk
so
about.
So many things.
So many programs and opportunities that we have. For caregivers, I mean, you'd have to do 6 or 7 podcasts, honestly. There's so
right, and we plan on inviting you back to do some more detailed on dementia and how to deal with dementia and even how to recognize it. So we really would love to have you back because you're just such a great resource to our caregivers. And
you've been a pretty fun guest, too.
You have.
I'm still waiting to be able to sit on Sean's lap, though. So
oh yeah,
here. Oh yeah, right now. Come on. That's something I got. Hold on, I gotta get the video.
Oh, all right.
Hold on, let me get the video and.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, Sean.
Okay, go.
Okay, here we go.
And there's our angel and our Sean. You guys are so cute.
This is for TikTok.
Yes, it is. You guys are so cute.
Too funny.
Yeah. So there's Jack. He's not happy today, but that's okay. We'll make him happy when he gets home to eat, huh? Not today, Mom. Not today. Okay. And...
Oh, I'm like, what is that?
You guys do hardly cute.
Oh, gosh.
You guys are really cute.
I'm like, staying over here. Drip something down my face. I don't know.
The whole ticky-tock thing, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
She'll fix it, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, so that all gets erased. So... Going back to recording, so I have a starting point to start back. So we haven't really forgotten anything, and
no, we have not.
There, okay,
we've got all kinds of programs though. So have caregivers. I mean, reach out to us. Let us know what your needs are, because that just really depends on where we send you for programming and what we're doing. And again, 11 counties, from Lake County all the way over to Kosciuszko County and down to Marshall. We've got things in all of those places.
Is that all funneled through you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. That's all places that we do.
She is the queen.
She is important.
Yes, she is. And she was here first.
We got to get that. Autograph. Don't
yeah,
forget.
We do. Yeah. When, we need a glossy headshot.
Fantastic. I'm going to have you call and talk to my husband, too, and let him know how important I am.
Yeah, I will.
Yes.
Done.
Fantastic. Done.
Fantastic. No, but it is my passion to help caregivers. So anything that they need, I'm here for.
See that in everything you do.
Thank you.
You are amazing.
Thank you. I'm pushing.
You are amazing. Yes, I absolutely agree. And the whole program, the fact that we are the first county with a Netherlands-style dementia area place is just amazing. You obviously fought very hard for that and worked with your board to get all the permissions needed. And thank you. Jack is sniffing the microphone.
He is ready to come visit Milton Village. So,
and we will bring Jack.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will bring Jack. And so we will be there to tour. All your information, Angel, will be in the description for this podcast.
Great.
And so if you guys have any questions, if you have anything that you want to say or add to or anything, Angel is there for you. And she's an amazing, amazing human being. Not only do we like her professionally, we like her personally. She's very personal, ready to answer any questions. So hit her up with those. And guys... we're going to sign off now. So we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. Angel, thank you so much for coming in and taking some time out of your Friday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here. I love getting the word out to those caregivers. So I appreciate you guys for doing this. This is so cool.
Yeah, we hope so.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining us, Angel. You have a great weekend. And guys, we love you. We love you. We love you. If you have any questions or want to get a hold of us with any guests or any things you want us to talk about, you can contact us at caregivershenanigans@gmail.com. Once again, that's caregivershenanigans@gmail.com. And, of course, as always, we love you.
We love you.
Bye.